Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A little change of gear here. I wanted to hear from my friend Jesse Jane Duff that we had on yesterday, but we have a surprise guest live from the floor of the Missouri Senate this morning, and that is Senator Nick Schroer. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's been a very lively couple hours here in the Missouri Senate.
I couldn't believe you answered my text. I texted him earlier and said, are you still up? And he goes, yeah, I'm on the floor. I'm near the floor, one of the two, because this filibuster by the Democrats who want to preserve the right to go in and mutilate children has been going on all night.
Yeah, this has been going on for a couple of weeks now. You know, before we went to our quote-unquote spring break, which I indicated we didn't even need a spring break. Yeah, I mean, we're only in session from January through May. Let us do the people's work. But the Democrats keep standing in the way. First, it was, they wanted to continue their experiments on our minor kids and allow for 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds to have double mastectomies, to chop different parts of their body off, to have different hormone replacements that are going to be irreversible and have consequences for the rest of their lives. And then they switched up the tone today to where we're trying to ensure that women can compete in women's sports and not have to worry about men who didn't do good as a man and now are reverting to jumping into women's sports. So this filibuster continues. The Democrats just came to the floor a little bit ago, I want to say in the 5 o'clock hour, indicating that there is a some negotiations that are taking place that they can live with. So I'm waiting to see what type of negotiations those are, because as of right now, they've been the party of no when it comes to protecting our children in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, I know the political inside of what's going on down there. I know there's some debate among people like Mike Moon and your Senate leader, Caleb Rowden, over this issue. Are you concerned? Can you talk about it that Senator Rowden might give in to the Democrats on some of this stuff?
Well, you know, I've had personal conversations with both of those guys, and I think they're in the same ballpark when it comes to what we need to do, what we want to do to protect our minor children and protect women's sports as well, since that's, you know, a dual conversation. It's just, how do we get there? You know, there's one conversation to end the filibuster and do the nuclear option, quote unquote, right now, which the Democrats could effectively turn and say, okay, well, we're going to kill the budget. We're going to stop the takeover of the St. Louis Police Department. We're going to stop the takeover of the Circuit Attorney's Office. And that's something that we don't want. So we do have to be very strategic. It's just, as of right now, the conversation is, when and how do we end the filibuster? Is it going to be by way of negotiation? And, you know, I'm not really convinced. We did this a couple of weeks ago when the Democrats just continued to want to give hormone blockers, cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers to 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds. And it was off the table to say, no, we're totally banning those, or we're going to have a cause of action for anyone and everyone who has taken these things for the next 30 years.
So we're talking to Missouri Senator Nick Schroer. I saw where the attorney general announced that he was going to rewrite the rules on and term some of this stuff as experimental. Now, it hasn't taken effect yet. Is that something that would be unnecessary if you guys get this bill passed?
No, I think we still need to pass this bill. I think this is one of the most important bills that we're dealing with down here. It is a caucus priority for the Republicans, regardless of what the Attorney General is doing. And there is some debate. There are certain things that the Attorney General can step in and say, look, I'm advocating for the people of Missouri. I have standing, and I'm going to sue you based upon the laws of this state. And I think this is one of them. When we look at the consumer protection statutes within the state of Missouri, this would be in the Attorney General's field house instead of Kim Gardner. And this is what a lot of people have been worried about. You know, is Kim Gardner, regardless of what we do down here in Jefferson City, if the Attorney General rewrites these rules and says, yes, this is encompassed within our current statutes on experimentation on children, is Kim Gardner going to be the one to file the lawsuits? And looking at our laws right now, if the Attorney General would have the ability to step in. So, you know, whatever the Attorney General does, we're going to see if that stands up in court. And I think it will. I think we do have the legal standing to make sure that that's going to move forward. But we still can't hang our head on that. We've got to move forward and ensure that these types of procedures, these experimental procedures, are laid out in law, that they are going to be banned when it comes to our minor children.
Nick, you've got daughters. I've got daughters. I had a daughter who was a competitive swimmer. Somebody would have had to restrain me in the stands if she had been knocked off the podium because a boy was swimming against her. This is so insane. I can't wrap my brain around why any competitive sport would allow that. And yet this is the debate we're in the middle of in Missouri. And there are people that are opposed to the idea. I don't get that.
Well, and there's people that are making fun of Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines was the competitive collegiate swimmer that swam against a biological male. She was breaking all these records until this biological male just so happened to tie with her. And it wasn't the story of what this biological woman, Riley Gaines, was able to do. It's what this man did in her woman's sport. And now she's coming out, you know, detailing these very horrific instances where a biological male, with all the parts that a male has, staring at her as she's getting undressed and he's fully nude in a locker room. This is horrific. It's disgusting. And, you know, to me, it doesn't pass the muster of the whole common sense equation when we talk about legislation. You know, why are we standing up and making sure that women can only compete against women in women's sports? Well, you know, there's vast differences when it comes to strength, endurance, bone density. It's not the same. We've seen Fallon Fox, a biological male, who Ben Brown, Senator Ben Brown, and I have talked about this because he was a competitive mixed martial arts fighter. Fallon Fox is a biological male, went through all of the different changes that a man does in their life, and then as an adult transitions, quote unquote, to a woman and breaks facial bones of a competitive fighter who just so happened to be a woman. These are things that make me feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone when it comes to Jefferson City, because to you and I and the majority of Missourians, this is something that we should have addressed a long time ago to say, look, here's clear differences. You should not be competing against women in women's sports if you're not a biological woman.
I couldn't agree more. I'm with you. I feel like I'm living in a parallel universe that we have to be having this debate at all. And, you know, here's the thing. I talked to Josh Hawley about this the last time I had him on. He wrote letters and had conversations with the people over at Washington University about slowing their roll on this transgender pediatric center. And they haven't done anything. They're not restricting anything. They're not stopping what's going on over there. They're maybe in the middle of a review, but you don't have any confidence they're going to do anything about it. So if you guys don't get this thing passed in some form, this ridiculousness of referring people from local schools, it's just going to continue.
Yeah, it will continue. And, you know, that's what we have to do, is ensure that the safety and the well-being of our kids in the state of Missouri is paramount. And these are the most impressionable kids. You know, think about when you are going through changes in your life, or me, or any of the listeners right now. I mean, there were some weird things that were going on in our bodies and in our minds. And to throw on top of that, you know, you've got doctors out there telling parents that if you don't accept these changes, if you don't allow for your kid to have puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones to become a man or a woman, or you know, God forbid, a surgery that's going to scar them forever, if you don't allow that, they're going to commit suicide. That was in the testimony of Jamie Reed, who just so happened to work at the WashU Clinic. That is the testimony of Luca Hind, who was a Nebraska teen, who at 16 had a double mastectomy and is now scarred for life, saying that she's never able to breastfeed her own kids. She's never able to have her biological kids. These are things that fuel the fire when it comes to the conservative movement of standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When we are being misled by these people that are getting a financial incentive to lie and you know, push forward this narrative that if we don't allow for these experiments on our kids, they're going to commit suicide, that not only needs to be unlawful, it needs to be criminal. There needs to be some criminal repercussions here.
Yeah, I would agree. Nick, I tell you what, thank you for carving out some time for me right now. I know it's been a long night. Do me a favor. If anything happens in the next couple hours, give me a text and I'll keep my listeners up to date.
Absolutely.
All right. You thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. State Senator Nick Schorr there from District 2, the district formerly represented by Senator Bob Onder, has been up all night watching this filibuster on the floor of the Missouri Senate. And they keep thinking they're close. They're negotiating. They think they may be close to bringing this thing to an end. We'll find out. But this is real time right now in Jeff City. That's what's going on. All right, quick break. We're back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.